USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said that he has spoken to Nancy Pelosi, but the Democratic leader refuses to budge and continues to ask for a blank check on coronavirus relief funds.
I had a conversation with Speaker Pelosi, and even on her $2.2 trillion counteroffer, she can't tell the American people nor me what is in that. I can tell you what is in the offer that the president has made. Enhanced unemployment at levels she would agree with. Enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with. And help for schools at levels she would agree with.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Meadows also pointed out that Pelosi and he have had numerous conversations where Pelosi will not even agree to the things the Republicans and Democrats have common ground and would rather the American people have nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.